I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast, the LMFAO thing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we
did. Now that one's just blatantly homophobic.
Yeah. No, it's ironic.
It's ironic, but it would be funny if there were three guys that enjoyed cum, those kind of guys, that went into a...
And Mateo and two of his pals that also looked like Mateo.
Yeah. Me and Sof. Yeah. Went into a sperm bank, and while that song, shots.
Shots. You know, and they're like arm in arm. And yeah. That's the sketch.
Doing this, doing the fucking.
Yeah, that's one of the sketches we're gonna film.
I have like a Word document with shit like that written in it from like 2006. And I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna write sketches for myself.
We should do a viral dance video. I've been talking about. What do you guys think, huh?
The other
us doing just the
other sperm bank whip, dude. I don't know how to dance. I'm sorry.
Abs and shit. We'll figure it out, but
I want to do like a hidden camera show where it's you shoot it, you somehow shoot it inside the lobby of the sperm bank, right?
Okay.
Like facing out to the parking lot, you know.
Cool.
And then you have a guy pull up in a car and he just gets out of the driver's seat with this giant bucket. He gets like a foot away from the door and trips and it just goes all over the window. And then that's the show. But then you do it. That's every prank.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the next time it's a pizza restaurant.
It's just a really good coincidence the first time that it makes sense. But
and then season two, he has a giant cell phone that he's screaming into, but he's also got the bucket of coffee.
Yeah.
Well, and then we saw it to SNL because at the end he goes, Donald Trump, no thanks.
Well, that is Donald Trump, no thanks, guys.
Yeah. PU, folks. Am I right? Tune in next week.